case number 7-24-037. Good afternoon. Sarge, can you identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Issuing authority for Bridgeport Police Department, Michael Segrist. I'm spelling for Michael, S-I-G-R-I-S-T.
Okay, and would you like to make an opening statement?
No, just the applicant, appellant applied, and he was denied for failure to, for disclosure.
Failure to disclose?
Revoked pistol permit.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
excuse me. Basically, what happened was, I don't think I ever received a notice that my permit had been revoked. So I called in a few times, and you know, folks told me to be patient. And then later on, I think about 5 months later, I got a notice stating that my permit was reinstated. So my understanding was that it wasn't revoked. So if it was revoked, that was my mistake. And I wouldn't be foolish enough to try to be slick and say I didn't have a revocation. And I know it's going to get found out. It was simply a mistake.
All right. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, the detectives went through the application, noticed that there was nothing checked off for the eligibility for the permit history. We inquired why it was revoked. I believe 216. And then the state police sent us the incident through another one, which involved the issue why we revoked Sergeant Brianna Morris. So that's our base for our claim.
Sir, do you have any questions of the witness?
No questions.
Does the board have questions?
I do. Do you have his application in front of you?
Yes.
You're correct. Have you ever had a firearms permit application or eligibility certificate of any kind in any jurisdiction in the United States denied, suspended, or revoked? Was not answered, right?
Correct.
I think you were kind of saying you did answer it, but you were incorrect. But you didn't answer it at all.
No, I believe that I answered it, that it was not ever revoked.
Right. There's no answer. And the question above that is, what's that question? What does it say? I mean, is that answered?
The one before said employment history?
Yeah.
Lists employers for the last 7 years.
That's not answered.
Correct.
Well, what about military history?
It's checked off no, no, and no.
From military?
Oh, excuse me, I'm looking at medical. Yeah, that's also not checked.
Yeah, and as far as the revocation, there is like a little mark in the no blocks. I don't know if that's a copying error or if that was his intent to say no there. Regardless, it's not true if he did say no. So I guess this application is really not complete. I mean, there's three areas that aren't
correct
filled out.
But the captain reviewed it and he denied it because it wasn't disclosed for the revoke.
Right. Well, he also didn't disclose military history, yes or no, or didn't disclose previous employers. And
correct.
Right. Okay, having that in mind, would you consider this a sufficient application?
No.
Which is what the law requires?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board?
So the revocation, was in fact the permit reinstated?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, because I thought he said that the permit was reinstated. Maybe I misheard the appellant. You can wait. We'll ask you.
I'm not aware of the current status or what happened.
I was just curious with that. Did you follow up with the appellant at all on this application?
I'm not aware because the civilian that's doing the process couldn't make it here today, so I can ask him right now.
But you didn't?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I thought.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, I take it you have no other witnesses?
Correct.
All right, sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
Shucks. You know, as I said, I would never think that I would be Mr. Slick, the first person that's going to get by lying on an application. So I 100%, when I got the information that the initial revocation from, I think it was 2017, I don't remember getting any paperwork stating that. And then when I ultimately just got a letter in the mail stating that my permit had been reinstated. So I was under the impression that it wasn't suspended. I see at this point now that it was suspended, and that's why I put no on there. That's you know, that's my story, and I would never try to lie about anything. I just try to be honest and do what I'm supposed to do. That's all.
Hey, Cross.
Can you explain what happened with the incident in Norwalk?
Basically, I came home. And I was going upstairs to my girlfriend, and she asked me to bring her something to drink. I went back downstairs to get her a drink. I opened the fridge, and I always take my firearm up, put it in the safe. I had it on my person, and as I got to the fridge, I set it down in the fridge as I was getting her drink, and I went upstairs. And then the next morning, I woke up, and I was like, "Where's my firearm?" I didn't look in the fridge. So immediately I called the police and I told them I can't find my firearm. Hours later, I went in the fridge and it's sitting right there in front of my face. I mean, you know, people tell me sometimes it's okay to lie. I wish I did in that instance because it just made me look so foolish and they just, you know, they did what they did and because of that.
Now, for that Norwalk report incident, was there anything alcohol involved?
No.
Okay.
Was there an arrest? Did they arrest you?
No. They just had me come down and give a statement to what happened.
Why you were freezing your assets? questions by the board?
I'll just go back to the, if you mind, the sergeant real quick. Do you have the revocation notice from the state in our packet? Or the letter? Or a copy of, just, you know, where is it, what documentation do you have that his permit had been previously revoked?
Oh, on the query right here, the mock here.
Okay.
It should be, say, 26 of 26. Just put it in the blank, so.
So, you had a permit, it looks like it was issued originally in November of 2011. At some point that was revoked, correct?
Correct.
Then reinstated?
Correct.
Then what? All right, so you got your permit back.
Then I started a business and time passed, I moved. The renewal letter must have gone to my old address.
Okay, so it expired,
correct.
And that's why we're reapplied. That's why. All right, that's what I was trying to get back. And you, what city or town do you live in today?
Bridgeport.
Okay. That's why I was just trying to get why we're.
I'm a little confused because it still says revoked.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, it had it revoked, and then they.
Yeah,
expired.
But he says he got it reinstated.
Yep.
But it still says revoked. It doesn't say reinstated. It just. You know what I mean? Don't they change that status when they reinstate? They should. I don't know what they do.
It has an expiration date that passed. So.
Well, clearly it would have expired anyway because it was revoked, if I got it right, in 2017.
Where's the state when you need them?
The way this reads now, it's currently revoked. It was not reinstated or expired. And also the whole idea...
Well, that doesn't make any sense, though, because that's a different permit.
Yeah.
Because he gets his... Because if it was revoked based on a 2017 incident, we shouldn't have a pistol permit then. So he had to have... Correct?
Well, he got his permit, it looks like 2011.
I know, but claiming the revocation is based on this incident in Norwalk in 2017.
I think his permit was renewed in 2016. That's the effective date of this permit number, 2016. And then that happened.
But the refrigerator and this.
Oh, I see. Yeah. 2016 revoked in 2017.
And that is now it's expired.
And would have expired in 21.
But there was no, it should have been, they should have changed the status of the reinstated right.
Well, the whole incident doesn't make sense. Yeah. The gun was in your home. Children involved?
No.
Any kids in the house?
No. Not at that time.
And no arrest?
No arrest.
No arrest.
So that doesn't,
yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
I don't understand why it was revoked in the first place. It never went missing. You found it, and you
correct.
Ultimately found it.
Correct.
That was prior to the new kids or storage.
Well, clearly, it wouldn't be a storage issue in a house with adults then.
Yeah, then. So
the refrigerator was locked now. So that just doesn't make sense. In Bridgeport, do you have anything to add to clarify why it was revoked?
I believe because he stated that was... He might have had too much to drink, just misplaced it.
Where's that?
Because he said no to that.
I don't want to just read it before. Quote, he stated, quote, I guess I had one too many, and it's cut off then, considered large amounts of alcohol. Near the bottom there.
Now that makes sense. Is that, now, that now do you have a chance to think about it?
Not at all. That's not the case. I went out and I probably had a drink, but I didn't have too much to drink. And I didn't state that I probably had one too many. Excuse me.
So he had an active permit in 17.
But then the cabinet said he was charged with possession of the high capacity magazine. Were you charged? Were you given a ticket?
No.
Nothing?
When I spoke to the officer, I had a magazine that was, I think it was 12, or it was above,
yeah,
10.
Above 10.
And I let the officer know that. And he said, well, you have to turn it in. I said, okay, I went to turn it in. And I think they give me a charge for that. I was like, well, if that was the case, I wouldn't have told you guys. I just...
So that's why it was...
That's the arrest.
That's
no, I was never arrested.
No, that might have been an infraction then.
Yeah,
I think it is an infraction.
Correct, but that's then. But yeah, the ticket, that's infraction. That's what got revocation going. That makes sense.
Doing a lot of work on your behalf here, Sarge. This is sort of your job.
He didn't tell you
you
had to go to court, right?
No,
I think
just a regular ticket.
Yeah, it was just a ticket.
Yeah.
And did you pay the ticket?
I believe so, in Norwalk Courthouse. I did petition to get it reduced, and I think they did reduce it.
I guess my question is, why was the application accepted with so many items left unchecked? Why wasn't the applicant at that point in time contacted to give him the opportunity to complete his application?
I'm not sure why. Must have been an oversight for those other check-offs on the application.
Sure, can you pass this over to the appellant? So I've passed my packet. That's the appellant's application. That's the question at the bottom there. You see, have you ever had a... The last question, have you ever had a...
Permit. Application noted with a certificate of any kind.
Right.
As it denies, it's been revoked.
So it looks like on the copy you didn't check a box.
I'm sure I checked the no.
Okay.
Because that's why they denied me, because they're saying that I...
All right.
But I'm sure I checked no.
You are, okay. Because it's not clear. It looks like a dot is there, but
yes.
I couldn't tell.
I normally do a quick check.
But what about the other two? The military history and previous addresses?
Employers.
I mean, as far as I knew, I filled everything out. You know,
Employers, I'm sorry. Yeah, employers.
I think employers was above the revocation.
Yeah.
So previous page was the employment.
The military here. It doesn't look like there's anything in those boxes.
No.
Yeah.
And actually, I was doing this with Texas, so I must not have filled that in. Because you'd see some sign of me touching that there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what we got, the application, assuming you said no, is inaccurate, correct?
In reference to?
The previous revocation.
Well, no.
You're listed as revoked right now.
Yeah, if it was revoked, and like I said, I didn't understand that it was because I didn't get anything stating that. I just got a later letter saying that it was reinstated, so it must have been revoked, yes.
Yes, so it's inaccurate as far as revoked. It's incomplete as far as previous employers and military history.
Yes. I mean, I've been working for myself, so it would just be me, but yes.
Any other questions? I have my packet back. I'm going to need that. any other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement?
If you want to look up knucklehead in the dictionary, this is probably what you see. Other than that, no way.
And would you like to make a closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Brief factual. Sure. Should be pretty.
Yeah, denial by the Bridgeport Police Department. The Bridgeport Police Department is a denial for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to check yes for the question. Had he had a permit or a permit application, eligibility certificate, etc., denied, suspended, or revoked. It appears possibly the appellant checked no. He testified that he did check no. When in fact he did have a pistol permit revoked in 2017 by Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The chief noted that he failed to list any employers for the last 7 years, and he also failed to check off whether he had been a member of the armed services on his application.
Comments by the board?
I'll just give my opinion. The application is insufficient in this case. It's not complete. I agree. Bridgeport could have done a much better job of catching that and calling him in at the beginning and even presenting today. But where it stands right now, it's inaccurate, as Bridgeport brought up, and also incomplete.
Other comments?
The issuing authorities deserve a complete and accurate application.
Other comments?
I'll just comment that I do appreciate the appellant's openness and forthrightness at today's hearing quite a bit.
Okay, I don't remember where I started last time, so I'll start
with me.
I did, thank you. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
And chair votes issuing authority. Just going forward, Bridgeport. Paul, so you know, it's always my position the issuing authority is entitled to a complete, accurate application. I don't know. I mean,
there's conflicting stuff here about whether there's a no-box check with the revocation thing, and I can understand the confusion that, but they are entitled to have all the boxes checked and the employers listed. I wish we had some better evidence about the case that led up to the revocation, or a little bit more explanation from the issuing authority about what this means on page 26 of 26. I think we're just not a lot. There's not a ton here, but really the saving grace for the issuing authority was that the appellant didn't submit a full application. So that's the only basis of my denial. So it's 5-0 issuing authority. Thank you both.